everyone, I'm Harpreet, CEO founder of Digital Marketing Labs. I hope all of you are doing great. So today I'll be talking about some major ideas to write about when you're struggling for new blog ideas. In a career, the hardest part of writing successful content isn't the writing itself. It's knowing what topic to write about. There's nothing more frustrating than staring at a blank page with no idea where to start from. And we all know we have Google Trends and some other tools to check for latest trend, but we are unable to get an awesome thought to start with. But don't worry, your podcaster Harpreet is here. So here I'm going to give you some ideas to start your content with. And apart from this, I will guide you step by step how you will utilize this one idea, and it will help you achieve your goals in running a successful blog. By the end of this podcast, your content calendar will go from sad and empty to flourishing, brimming with content that your audience will love to read. So let's jump in without any delay. My first and evergreen suggestion for everyone around the globe having a successful blog, or one who is just starting their blogs, is that you should document your journey. The easiest way to find something to write about is to document what you are working on daily basis. It doesn't need any modifications, doesn't need any alteration, editing. So it's a simple process, and in this part it could be anything, such as your morning routine, your exercise, your fitness mantra, pet care, self-care, etc. things. The list is huge, but often the biggest blocker to actually doing this is ourselves. We are our own worst enemy. We have heard this excuse plenty of times. Even if I talk about myself, I was always hesitating, like in making raw uncut videos and raw uncut podcast. But when I talk to people, and I have seen many who have documented their journey in a very beautiful, like in a stylish manner, but when I give this idea to others, they say to me that their daily life is so dull. So it's not the case with you only, with everyone. But I say that you're not working on creating Newton's 10th law, but your work will always be interesting to someone. Your most dedicated readers will come from the people that matter most to your business. So let's say you're running an e-commerce. So here your prospective customers would absolutely love to get to be behind the curtain at how you're working, all of your photography things and promotion, delivery. And there will be some people who are like struggling in the same way. They want to start this platform. So this documenting your journey will help them to achieve their goals. And you don't have to share your secrets either. Something as simple as your daily routine can be super and engaging to us. You never know to whom you are aspiring, right? So you could share your approach to new challenge that's popped up in your work. Or if you are a software company, you could take your customers behind the scene to show how you're working and why you have made certain decisions, or even your office floor. What's your desk? So guys, if I talk about right now about me, I'm just sitting at the terrace and recording this podcast for you. So it will be a raw, uncut podcast, right? So come to the point, the possibilities when it comes to sharing your processes are endless. Almost every part of your day-to-day work can inspire new things to write about. But to start your writing, there are simple ways. So I'll just sum up those things in different points. First, check your diary, what you are writing on daily basis. It could be your meeting notes or your to-do things. So you can pick the most interesting topic and they just start a blog post around it. Second point is share a failure. If I talk about myself, my failure was my first IT company. So it was not from financial point of view, but I did not like take it to next level. So if I share this journey with some people, will really get encouraged, those who are having projects but not working up to the mark. So in the same way, you can just share your failure. People will love to get inspiration from this. And the third most important thing is share your biggest win. It's on the flip side. You could write about your biggest success. These don't have to be your huge achievements like hitting $1 million in sale and something like you're not going to buy an Audi or an aeroplane. So you could write about how you set your morning routine, how you're keeping yourself fit, and how you're maximizing your productivity, and how you landed your first customer. Right? In my case, my first customer in my e-commerce was, I guess, from Facebook promotion, free of cost. So stories are how we are connected to each other. People love to consume content filled with real world examples. Plus, you have got one constant stream of inspiration for yourself. One of the best and simplest way to find things to write about is to break down your daily life into series of blog posts. And before wrapping up things, there's one disclaimer from my side. These tips work for me and I'm super excited to say that these will work for you as well. So see you in the next part with super exciting idea. And if you like my first podcast, don't hesitate to share, and please share your love with me. My content details are in the description box. Tada.